Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Siri, how many people died in the Titanic?
Hey Siri.
Ian, we're literally getting yelled at outside.
Hey Siri, how many people died in the Titanic?
End this podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Lunchtime with Smosh. Today we got Ian, we got Anthony, we got Aaron, but most importantly, we got
Courtney.
Miller.
Dude, I feel like I caused a lot of confusion around the Smosh office.
You did.
We talked about this.
Because you took the knee out of your name.
I was like, yeah. I literally posted it in the random channel on Slack being like, hey guys, it makes me happy if you call me Court.
Yeah.
We all took it very seriously.
Yeah, right? Like it was like a name change. We're
like Courtney is her dead name. We can't call her.
No, yeah. I know. And I was like, everyone but Shane was calling me Court. Because I never told Shane to call me Court.
We were in the back and I was like, you better put some respect on Court. Never say the knee part.
It was like everywhere. Wait, what?
I fired somebody because they said Courtney. I was like, you get the fuck out of here.
Oh my God, ally. But no, it's just the nickname because I like you guys.
Yeah. No, that was very funny because we were about to shoot something and you were like, oh, by the way, it's not like a hard and fast rule. It just gives me serotonin to hear Court. And we were like, Oh,
I put it in the random channel.
Yeah, but it seemed, despite being on the random channel, it seemed like very like, it's like, hey guys, I like to be called this now. And so we're all like, okay guys.
Well, she didn't say now.
Correction.
She didn't say now.
What?
Yes, it was like, it's Court. I was like, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It was the random channel.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I feel like rereading it, you could tell it was really chill. Really casual.
Yeah, like super chill.
Yeah.
Like people were responding with emotes.
But there was like red alert and your name was changed and everything. Yeah. We almost changed your email. Like everything was about to be changed. Yeah.
Stop. Oh my God. Don't do that.
Yeah. So.
Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you. Hey, it's lunchtime with Smosh. Should we do our food thing?
Yes.
Were you gonna set that up? Sorry.
No, that's perfect. So I asked all of you to find food in this kitchen.
Literally, it was like one at a time, come in here, choose your food, and don't show anyone.
It had to be a surprise.
It was really cute. It made me feel like a kindergartner, even though I've never been in kindergarten before.
That is the vibe of this show.
You've never been to kindergarten?
I've never been. Well, I've been to a kindergarten, but I've never
took it. What does that mean?
Why don't you go?
So my little brothers were in kindergarten, and I didn't get to do kindergarten. I was homeschooled. And then, but when I was in like first or second grade or whatever, I'd get out before them for some reason because like they had like it was like broken up into different times whatever, and so I would like have to wait in the kindergarten area for my siblings to get out and then we would go home.
Whoa, okay, creep. Alone.
Yeah, I was a creep. No, I've told the story where like I would take food out of the kids' lunches while I was there because
I'm sorry. What?
I know. Listen, we didn't have the fun size chips in our household until I was like 11 or 12. Like we didn't have like. The good foods. So like when I was stuck there by myself waiting for my younger siblings, they had all the lunch boxes. We're going into the story already. I'm so sorry. And they had all the lunch boxes and I was like a hungry child. And like
you were stealing food from kids?
Yes, but I was also a kid to be fair. Yeah.
We'll leave that detail out. Okay.
A second grader.
Courtney
is stealing food from kids.
Heath gave me an earful in the video. It was so funny. Like it was in like Two Truths and Liar or some one of those.
Mm. Oh, so you've already been berated for this?
A little bit.
So we don't need
but
to
I'm
do
sure
it anymore.
I deserve more. But it's like, okay, listen, well, I was a child in a low-income household with like a dozen children fighting for food. So yeah. I feel, but yeah, no, it was really sad. I took people's chips and stuff.
But should we all reveal what we picked?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
Sorry, I just thought about all this.
I feel like mine, I should just, because you, I thought you guys would already know what I picked. And then I accidentally revealed it multiple times yeah. to you guys. But
you're like, I was putting my rum in there. Oop. So Courtney, what did you bring?
I got some ramen. We only had beef left.
Weird.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
That's probably the worst.
I don't know what I was expecting when you slacked and you're like, hey, what do you want for your snack? And I was like, ramen. I don't know why I expected like a freaking array. Like,
what's your preferred ramen?
Because sometimes you got that Nong Shim, right?
Yeah, Nong Shim's pretty good. There's a couple ones. I prefer Samyang.
Mm.
There's a couple. But when it's Maruchan, I prefer the chicken.
Yeah.
Or shrimp.
We do normally have like variety in ramen. I don't know why this is the only one today.
Well, we're kind of about to go on a little break.
That's true.
A little break.
We'll evade it.
That's true. All right. I brought.
For real?
Andy's chocolate.
You brought three Andy's individually wrapped chocolates?
Yeah, you want one?
Which came first, the Andy's mints or Olive Garden mints?
Well, that's the same thing. The Olive Garden mints are Andy's mints.
What?
Do they rebrand them?
And I was going to say, that's like whenever I eat an Andy's mint, I think of Olive Garden.
No,
that's
but really those, cute. The mints in the middle, and at Olive Garden, the mints on top.
What? Really?
Really? The breakdown, the really? Ratio of mint to chocolate.
Yeah.
There's more mint in Olive Garden.
Well,
more chocolate
oh,
in this.
Oh, really?
But you know what they have at Olive Garden? Well, bread. I was going to say garlic, but I don't think they put enough.
In the chocolate?
No. Olive Garden, the restaurant. So it's like you need extra mint after
Olive Garden.
Oh, right.
That's true. Yeah. See? Look, you're there's right. like barely any mint in there.
Okay, so yeah. In here, there's a swirl. There's like a... There's
it's like a sandwich.
Yeah, a little sandwich of the mint.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Do a little closer.
First
better.
Bite.
And
it's in your teeth.
Really close.
Okay.
It's all over your teeth.
Oh.
It's not making a
it
snap sound.
It was in your pocket. It was too yeah, soft. Yeah,
oh, it's because it was too hot in your pocket.
It's a little melted.
I brought fun-size chips, and I'm scared to put them around.
What do you mean fun-size?
Fun size oh, is they're small. They're a little tiny bag.
So cute. Yeah. Oh, I was going to go, so cute. Pop.
Oh,
we got
it.
More.
I wish you did.
Wait, do it.
That's so
I dare
cute,
you.
Anthony. Oh, I was too scared. I didn't commit.
You didn't even commit.
You got to commit, bro.
Commit. Commit. Commit.
Hey, I swear to God, if it opens, oh.
It's not working. There we go.
Champagne, anyone?
Fuck yeah.
Wow.
Mm.
Now edit out the first three tries.
I brought cheese.
Hey.
Wow.
Cheese stick.
It girl, it yep. girl moment.
Why is yep. that so you? If it's not shrimp, it's a cheese.
What does that mean?
I feel like
I've never talked about cheese. That doesn't make
no,
any sense.
No, you've eaten peeled cheese before and you're like, or what is it called? String cheese?
Yeah.
And you're like, I think you said something about just eating it without string.
Oh, you bite it?
It's why I we do. Call it, it's why
guys,
we call
guys, calm down. See? It's convenient. We're busy here. I'm on the yeah. go. I only have one hand sometimes.
You eat seafood and cheese. That's why we call you surf and turf girl around here.
I just feel like it tastes better when I peel it because you get more of the inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it warm? It's warm.
Oh no.
I'm okay.
No, you have to peel it because if you bite off, it seems so wrong.
Wow. I normally peel, but I just don't have time here. I'm so busy.
Oh, I'm gonna
on the go. See, I have one hand right now.
No, I'm laughing at the appropriateness of your shirt.
Wait, Courtney, what did you just say?
I said I'm going to smell like beef.
Can you say it like the...
I smell like beef.
There you go.
I smell like beef.
I love those good vines.
So what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about how having a crush is so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Embarrassing?
Embarrassing.
Sorry, embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, embarrassing.
Yeah.
Especially if you have an Australian crush.
Why? Did you have one?
What?
Did you have an Australian crush?
We're not going to go there.
Okay.
I did.
Remember? You did?
Remember? We told the story, though. We told the story on a podcast, I think. The Australian.
The Australian.
Remember what she said?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wanna sex with you.
What?
Yeah.
We're at a YouTube party and a woman came There's up to
a,
me.
Yeah.
Oh,
dude,
no.
You.
Oh, yes, you did
yeah,
tell me
she
this.
She was like in my comments for a long time on Instagram and I was like, oh, Slay, like a bestie on Instagram. And then she saw me at a party.
I want to have sex with you?
I want to have sex with her. I want to have sex with you.
Damn, you fumbled.
Fuck.
You fumbled.
You almost she had was, six.
Listen, just because someone wants to have sex with me doesn't mean I.
Yeah.
But she was hort. Was she nort?
She hort? Was she nort? She actually was really cute.
Yeah.
I do have a type of women. And she wasn't necessarily that type, but she was super cute.
But I've never had somebody just be like, I want to have sex with you.
I know. That was crazy. That was my first time being hit on by a woman.
Mm-hmm. Were you there?
Yeah.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was like a group. And she, like, when I'm saying, like, she would say, I want to have sex with you, and then go, I want to have sex with her. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
It was.
Damn. Do you get that a lot?
People? No. Never. In my life, never.
Which, then, like, coming from, like, a woman, it's not, like, threatening. Like, if it was a man being like, I want to have sex with her.
Oh,
like,
my God. I would have been like, please, like, get him out of here. I would have, like.
It's the dynamic.
What about you two? Do you have any embarrassing crush stories?
God.
Or did you ever have like a crush that just like ruined your life?
Ruined?
Yeah.
I feel like I ruined my own life because I had this crush that would not pay attention to me in the way that I wanted them to.
Mm. Oh.
So I was just like overly obsessed as a sixth grader, like the first time that, or maybe fifth grade, like the first time I had like a real crush and I could admit to myself that I was attracted to other people. And I would just obsess to the point where I would like stare at her while I was walking. And like, I remember one time specifically when I realized I had a problem is when I was staring at her walking to the bus after school and I ran into a tree. And I was like, okay.
Wow.
Okay. So that's there's awesome. Something I need to unpack here. And I never did.
Wow. Epic rom-com moment.
It was pretty epic. But the part that made it embarrassing is that I kind of held on to that crush internally for years and years.
Oh yeah.
And
then first one.
Yeah. And then she, I don't know how we reconnected, but we started reconnecting and
after
she
high
was
school, right?
That's crazy.
It was like after high school. So it was like 4 years later.
Whoa.
And we started talking on the phone and she was like, oh, I always had a crush on you too. I didn't know.
What?
Did that piss you,
you
off?
A little
was that
bit.
True? Because were you famous yet?
No.
No, like no. Smosh
must
have, like,
just lying.
No. Yeah, she probably was lying. No.
Because Smosh must have just been getting started. She went to a different high school.
Okay, so keep going.
No,
sorry.
No, this was actually before, we were still in high school, actually.
Oh.
When I started reconnecting with her.
Oh.
So it was before Smosh.
MySpace?
It must have been, honestly.
Stop. Yeah. That's like, that was a joke.
No, that's like the only way that you could find someone that you used to talk to.
It's true.
But then she was working at this restaurant and were you there with me when we went?
Yep.
So we went and hung out with her and then, immediately there was something where I was like, whoa, this is not what I thought she was like. And she was just completely different than 4 years prior. So I just had this fantasy in my head.
Was it only 4 years though? Because.
Oh, actually, no, because it was middle school too.
Yeah, because we didn't go to the same middle school as her.
Yeah,
either.
No. So it was like 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So it was like, I mean, I thought we were like adults at that time.
I think by the time I met her, maybe, yeah, we might have been 18.
But it was like, oh yeah, you're like a totally different.
Yeah, going from a 10-year-old to like a 17-year-old or whatever.
Different. Yeah.
Jeez. And the funny part is so that just slowly kind of fizzled out naturally.
Yeah.
Because I feel like she kind of felt weird about us meeting too, and we both just were like, whoa, this is not what we made it to be in our heads.
Right.
And then a few years later, I was like, oh, I wonder what she's up to now. And I looked up on her Facebook and there was just a picture. Her front picture was her in the middle of a forest with two like AR something. I don't know. Guns.
Whoa.
Huge guns. And she was hugely pregnant.
Whoa.
And she had three small children posing next to her. Holy. So she was now.
That could have been your life.
A mother of four with two automatic weapons.
Whoa.
In the middle of a forest. It could have been me. That was my first crush. Nothing wrong with owning guns and having three kids and taking photos with your pregnant belly next to your guns. Nothing wrong with that. Just a very different life. Right. Very different life is all that I was really identifying.
That could have been you, bro.
Could have been me.
Oof, that's such a scary thought. Like,
I don't know. If it was me, I might have liked it. I might have liked it.
If you had never left your hometown. Yeah. I think about that. If I had never left my hometown and those people in that life, I would be in a very different situation. And I saw it where it was like, when you look up your ex or something and you're like, oh,
yeah,
that almost was me, like way too close.
Yep.
But the thing is that if you were there, you might be totally fine with it. You might love it.
Right.
Well, so it's hard to say.
You wouldn't know any different.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, like I'd say that like my first crush, and maybe I've told this story, I don't even know. My first crush was in high school. And
you didn't have a crush before high school?
No.
There's no way. There's absolutely no way.
No.
That's wild.
What were you thinking about?
Yeah, like,
I feel like that's Halo. All I thought about as a kid.
Pokemon.
Halo.
Did you have a crush on Misty?
Yeah, no cartoon characters.
No.
That's
no, I don't know.
Crazy.
I don't know. I truly don't know. I feel like the first girl that I had a crush on was like sophomore year. Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is.
That I can like specifically think of.
I know her, right?
So puberty said no until
literally.
Like, yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure. Like, because we went to homecoming.
I know who it is. There was a picture of
you. You finessed your first crush?
I knew it.
Yeah, but like nothing came of it. But it was definitely like one of those situations where, you know, I kind of talked about, you know, in a couple episodes ago, where like I would look at somebody and they look at me and I look away.
Yeah.
Like I did that a lot with her in class. And I did work up the courage to ask her to homecoming. And,
huge.
And she did say yes.
That's great.
But nothing came of it.
Did you guys actually go together though?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, there's a picture.
Well, did you make any moves at homecoming?
No, I didn't make any moves.
So you didn't follow through.
Did you slow dance?
You fumbled the bat.
I mean, we slow danced. We did slow dance.
How far did that go?
Where were the hands?
What was the song?
Yeah, where were the hands?
The hands respectfully on, you know, kind of like waist hip.
Was it electric?
No, I was terrified. It's like I didn't want to, you know, I was like, I was, you know, I didn't want to like make a move that like I was, you know, I didn't want to.
Right, of course. Right.
And then I was too afraid to like ask for like a kiss at the end of the night when I dropped her off. I think my parents dropped us off or something.
I was gonna ask, like, do you think that she actually was into you? Like, what is your reading on it now? Did she just say yes because you asked and she didn't know how to say no, or do you think that she was into you?
I think she just said yes because I asked. I think she was just like a very nice person.
Yeah.
And after that I was like, I didn't really have much of a desire to like, you know, try to pursue her.
Yeah, I feel like you dropped that crush immediately after you realized that you didn't know how to handle it when you went.
Yeah, well, she didn't really show that much interest.
Yeah, that too.
You know, like she was just like very like milquetoast about the whole thing.
Well, maybe she was nervous too.
Right.
Could have been.
Maybe you should have connected with her.
I mean, it's not like I could really read women when I was like 14.
Yeah, you could barely read then.
I could barely read. They taught that in freshman year. I was new to it.
What did she have that finally made you be like, oh my God, I have a crush?
I thought she was pretty.
So you didn't find anyone attractive before her?
Do you have any like physical reaction?
Don't ask him that.
No. Okay. Oh my God. You know when you have an attraction to somebody, you don't
did
instantly
you get a
go
boner?
Of course.
I know that's not what you meant.
No, yeah, because like I never really fully dove into like, oh, like we have a physical response when we're attracted to somebody.
Yes.
Right.
And I like, because for my first crush, I think I just kind of picked somebody and I was like, yeah, I guess I'm supposed to have a crush. Right. So they seem like the most. And then like it was never actually like.
For me, there was always butterflies. It was like there was a very physical reaction where it's like I could barely breathe.
Yeah.
And, like I didn't know how to handle being attracted to someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was when I actually had like an actual crush, it was third grade or fifth grade or something. And I like was so shy. Like I remember in I think fourth grade, it was the first day of school and our desk arrangements were like already pre-assigned before we even came in. And I was next to him and I had already liked him from the year prior. And I literally was so shy. I could not turn my face even like straight forward. Like I could not look at him.
But yeah, he was always on your mind at the same time.
Yeah. So. I was terrified. But I was always thinking about it. I was like, oh my gosh, like what if he talks to me?
It's scary.
Yeah, it's terrifying. Terrifying.
Yeah.
But thrilling.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I had like a very physical reaction. I mean, it just nerves. Like if I caught eyes with her in the classroom, that was like, fuck.
Like you and eye contact.
And then, well, cause it's vulnerable. Like what are you supposed to do when somebody locks eyes with you? Like I'm still that way today where like, and it's like, I don't even intentionally look at people sometimes. And then they look at me. I'm like, fuck, I was looking at you. Like, I mean, I do that with people here in the office. Did you ever have to like fight over a crush with a friend?
Yeah. I mean, we read my diary about it.
Yeah.
Remember? So that guy, Johnny, couldn't pick between me and this other girl.
Ian knows about Johnny.
Yeah, he's played Johnny many a time. And
that's true.
Like, when I say details that you pulled out of your ass that were incredibly accurate, pissed me off. Like,
that's crazy.
Like, you had Carl's Jr. in your song, and like, we would go to Carl's Jr.
That's
and,
so
like,
funny.
I love.
And look at
I
you
love,
now.
Look at me now.
Going
look at me now.
Man.
I'm sponsored by Carl's Jr., and you're not.
Who's sponsored by Carl's Jr. now, bitch?
Yeah. No, but yeah, that sucked. But it became it kind of became a girl's girl moment where we were both like, you know what? Neither of us want you. Mm. But then I think she went behind my back and like, she was like, actually, I do want you though.
Mm. Crazy. So that reminds me of The Witcher 3 when I tried to romance both the women and then what? They
like catch you, right?
This is a video game?
Yeah.
Real life golf?
No, yeah.
This is he learns his life lessons through games.
Yeah,
so
that's how I learn all my lessons. Yeah, I try to romance both the women in the game, and then they're like, hey, like, come over. And then so I did, and then they handcuffed me to the bed. They stripped me down and handcuffed me to the bed.
Where is this going?
And then they left me there.
Did you make eye contact? Did your character make eye contact with them?
Yeah, probably.
Imagine Ian's there, like, not making eye contact with the TV.
Oh,
they're looking at me.
Yeah, so.
Video game romances are not awkward to me.
Oh, do you have a video game character crush?
I have the biggest crush on, it wasn't a game, well, you actually could. You could tell them you were in love with them. It was Knights of the Old Republic. It was one of the, like, really old Star Wars games that was, like,
yep,
like, kind of new to open world stuff.
Classic. BioWare.
The maps were way too big. There was a lot going on. I tried replaying it recently. That's why it's so fresh in my mind. But there's this character named Karth Onassi.
Karth.
And he's Joel coded. He's Nathan Drake coded. Like, those are all video game characters.
Got it.
And he like he's kind of like a greaser a little bit. And he's just so cute.
Oh my God, you're getting flustered.
Because <Yeah.
laughs> he was like a really kind soul.
Oh,
he's
how
a good
did you
character.
Know?
Because you get to know them. You have like conversations with them. Yeah. Like
what?
By selecting like dialogue choices.
It's a role playing game.
Got it.
But like you're fighting and killing.
Yeah.
That look.
I also had a video game crush. Also another different BioWare game, Mass Effect.
Oh yeah. You talk about Mass Effect and you
it's
got
it's because of the ass shots, right?
Well, that no, that's
a lot of close up.
But that's a different sweet. Character. That's Miranda.
Okay,
I did not have a crush on Miranda.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, she was kind of cuckoo. No, I was all about Tally. That was my girl.
I'm right there with you. Don't worry. I don't know who that is.
I don't either. Yeah.
Did you have a video game crush?
I don't think so.
Come on.
Not even Cortana.
Tomb Raider. Cortana.
Come on.
You know who was low key kind of fly? Welcome to the Curio Shop. Hope you find what you're looking for in Webkinz.
They're not going
to. I don't.
I didn't play
they're
Webkinz.
Not gonna get
wow.
I Someone was a Club it. Penguin huh? girly.
Someone will get it.
Yeah. Huh? No, you're not. You're.
He was like a hot dog.
Like a hot dog?
Bro, we're comparing our crushes
let's
to
be,
dogs
let's be clear.
Again.
Let's be, yeah.
Harry's got a crush on a hot dog?
No, he was I think he was a dog.
I remember
and
this
he
dog.
Was he was just kind of like suave.
No, there's TikToks about this.
Yeah,
so you're not alone.
And he would like, he like wouldn't give you the like gem of the day. Like,
wait, what's his
work.
Name?
He made you work for it.
Should I type in hot dog? From
no,
Webkinz?
It's just Curio? Search Curio Shop.
Like,
please don't be ugly.
Please don't be ugly. You don't know.
There's good pictures of him. I swear.
Just do Webkinz Curio Shop. It's Curio.
That's dude.
That guy.
That is Twilight dad coded.
Yes. Exactly.
Oh, it is.
Exactly.
Oh, that is
I see it. Yep.
Totally.
That's
Twilight
Charlie
dad.
From Twilight.
That is Charlie coded.
And his snout looks like it's like a big old mustache.
Exactly.
It's really dad.
Exactly.
Definitely closer to Wilford Brimley.
I don't know.
Man, I imagine he talks like this.
Yeah, and he would never give you what you wanted. So it was like.
Oh, that's what you love.
Yeah, you were like,
crazy.
I kept going back because I wanted the gem of the day.
Dude, that is totally your type.
Thanks.
Where they dangle a carrot and they won't give
her. Guys that don't give her what she wants.
Oh, God.
Oh,
wow.
Shit.
Wow, clocked
yeah,
it.
Started young.
Clocked your type.
Started young.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Is that all of our first
questions? I love when Webkinz reveals your daddy issues.
No, my dad has issues. I don't.
Dude, that's sick.
Thanks.
Let's go.
Saw that on Twitter.
That's good.
That's good. I like that.
Thanks. I don't know. I thought your dad was pretty cool.
You did hang out with her dad.
We haven't talked about this.
I think we should address this.
Actually need to address this because I feel like you've been avoiding this.
I thought you would just share the story. I wanted to share it a few podcasts ago.
I would love to share this. So I went to Chicago on my own. Aaron happened to also be in Chicago visiting my sister was graduating.
So your family is out there?
Yes, I'm from there.
Yeah. And so there was a night that your parents were going out on your daddy's boat.
Yes.
And I was like, dude, I want to go on a boat. And so I hung out with Aaron and her parents.
And my sister. Yeah.
Yeah.
How old is your sister? Graduating age.
22.
Don't say that.
Graduating age.
Whoa.
She's 22.
Oh, wow. So you guys are really close in age.
We are, yeah.
Do you guys get along?
We do. She's my bestie.
I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah. Heck yeah. You guys are very different, though, because, like, she follows the rules.
Yeah, we're, like, exact opposites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's like that one TikTok meme where it's, like, the light friend and the dark friend.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she's the light girly.
Does she have light hair?
I think so. I think she has, like, blonde highlights. Yeah.
Perfect. But I got to party with Aaron's parents. That was cool.
Yeah.
What does party with mean? Can you define that?
I mean, we all drank alcohol.
Oh.
Let's be specific.
But her dad just like drank straight Jameson out of a cup.
Yeah.
Which
Red Solo cup?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, normally he has like glasses, but we were on a boat.
No, yeah, that's so you don't want to have glassware in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom had a few bottles of wine.
A few bottles? Well, hey now.
Woo!
Hey now. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, did the comments go wild though?
What comments?
Like online? Did people notice that you guys were in Chicago together at the same time?
Oh yeah, some people thought we were secretly dating, which was like
crazy.
Yeah, I know.
First of all,
guys, this is inappropriate.
If that was happening, I'd be like, let's just shut down Smosh entirely.
You'd have to be as dumb as an ex-try guy to be posting on Maine that you're in Chicago at the same time.
Absolutely no way.
Yeah, people were like. Yeah, I actually didn't understand what the comments were talking about at first because they were like, is this a soft launch? I was like, soft launch of what?
Like the boat off,
Yeah, I was like, I was like truly confused because they were like, they're like, Ian's in Chicago. Is this a soft launch? And I was like, what are they talking about?
What the hell?
Yeah, absolutely
not. And then I think maybe you pointed it out, Aaron. They're like, yeah, people think we're like secretly.
Do those people think that's appropriate or are they like,
I mean, I don't know if they put two and two together.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, so I got to
You've hung out with both of our
dads. What was the deal with your mom and the rat? I forget. There was a rat.
There was like a rat on the street. At this point everyone had been drinking, so she was just singing to the rats on the street in Chicago.
I love
that. Yeah, she's silly. She's a silly girl.
Like yeah, they're both silly. I feel like they were really fun in the 80s.
Yeah.
They kept talking about how fun the 80s
were. Or was it the 70s?
No, dude. They were not old enough to have
fun. Yeah, they're born in the 60s.
So you think they were partying at 10? 10.
Maybe it was the 80s.
I don't want to blow them up too much, though, because I don't know how much you want out there.
I know. I thought you were going to bring up something more like funny that happened.
There is something else that's really funny. So that I wanted to bring up about Chicago. I went there as a solo trip, but I was like, oh, it'd be like fun to like hang out with people there. So I used a dating app just to like meet up with people,
mm-hmm.
not to have sex with them, but to, like,
thank you for clarifying.
To look at them until they look at you and then
right.
you
yeah,
look
yeah,
away.
Yeah, exactly. but the weird thing was I'd say like half of the people that, that liked my page looked like Aaron.
That's so offensive because like I don't look Midwestern.
And I kept one of the people I kept one of the people in my likes so I could show you that I'm not lying.
Were they just brunette?
No, I'm gonna show you.
I'm ready to be so offended right now. I'm prepared to be so offended.
I love this because we're gonna see what he thinks.
I swear to God, if she's ugly, I'm gonna leave.
I'll give him a little.
That does not look like.
Let me see.
Like you picked one feature. That looks more like Chapel Roan.
In what way? That she's blonde. She has blue eyes. That girl
that's
has
it.
Blue eyes.
And that's it. You
it's
have blue
that.
Eyes.
I do.
And that's it.
Oh wait, but
it looks like you might have went to the same.
Hold on.
You look like Chapel
Roan. What's her name?
Oh no!
That's crazy. What's her bio?
Ian, this is dumb.
I don't know. I didn't.
I watched a porn a while back where the woman asked for some water and the guy handed her a blue Gatorade. If that's you, swipe left. This is crazy.
Her name is Erin and she has blue eyes.
You guys might be related. I don't know what's on there. I didn't bother to read it.
This is awesome.
Can you swipe on there for him real
quick?
Oh, don't get into that.
5'8". I'm literally 5'4".
Yeah, nothing like
She looks like Chapel Roan.
She does look like Chapel Roan.
Like the eyes and like...
She does look a lot like Chapel Roan.
So is this a compliment or not?
I don't think
I don't get it. It doesn't feel nice.
Maybe it's maybe it's like literally right here where you have
blue
eyes. I
don't even think we have the same eye shape.
No. No. She's a different kind of Labrador.
I think you need to spend more time looking at women, and I think that.
Well, the problem is they don't ever look at me, and then when they do, then I have to look away.
And this is what you do: you go, "Hey, can I look at your face for a second?
Can I look at your face? I want to look at your face. Let me look at your
don't
face.
Don't do that. Okay. Don't do that.
Sorry.
Don't do that. Not because it's creepy, but because you're making Scott uncomfortable. Just kidding. He's fine.
Scott.
He's very uncomfortable.
Let me look at your face, Scott.
No.
Okay, we have to get to stories.
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh,
I'm so excited.
So for this episode, I asked the fans to submit their most embarrassing crush stories.
Let's go.
I thought we could read them, and then you guys can talk about
them. Were they anonymous?
They were not. Oh. These are on YouTube, so you can go find who posted this.
They're not anonymous.
Okay.
This is one of my favorite ones.
Yeah.
In high school, I had a crush on a guy from another school. He asked me if I wanted to go hang out at the park with him. I wasn't feeling the best, but there was no way I was going to say no, so I agreed. We were sitting in the grass of the park, and he asked me to go to prom with him, to which I immediately turned away from him and vomited the full contents of my stomach into the grass, then had to awkwardly explain that that wasn't my response to the question. We actually ended up dating for a few months, but then he ended up cheating on me with my orthodontist's daughter. Not fun for me, but my brother got a free retainer for the trouble.
What a retainer?
There's a lot going on.
Who got a free retainer for the trouble?
Her brother.
Wow.
Not even her.
Not even her.
She didn't get anything from it.
Yeah, she just came out fully like.
I don't understand the connection there, though. Why did he get a free retainer?
Because her boyfriend cheated on her with the orthodontist's daughter.
So I guess the orthodontist found out. The
orthodontist found out and she's like, I'm sorry.
Can I make this up to you? Can I give you a retainer?
Can I give your brother a retainer?
Can I give someone in your family
something
for this?
Retainers aren't cheap.
That's true.
That's true. Well, I mean, like, it's a good thing that she turned away. It would have been much worse if she vomited on him. Ugh. So at least there was that consideration.
That's true.
Hate that.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Have you guys ever vomited in a
never vomited in a
romantic
situation?
No,
I've only heard stories like that. It sounds like something I would do though.
Mm. Yeah.
Cause I get so nervous. Like the only way I was actually able to hang out with a guy like that one-on-one was because I tried to cancel on him last second because I was too fucking nervous. And he's like, it's too late. I'm outside.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was like, oh, okay.
And then we dated
for like 6 months. So,
damn.
Yeah, I get too nervous to the point of like, I can't.
Oh, what's going on,
I'm really bad at flirting.
I'm trying to get some more slack. That's all. Don't worry about it.
We will never cut you more slack, Ian. I'm so sorry.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You guys also get nervous to the point of throwing up?
Are you nervous?
No. When I get nervous, it goes out the other hole.
Great. Thank you so much.
That's right.
He only has
Have
two
you ever
holes,
shit yourself no. on a date?
No, God, no.
But
no.
He's talked about, I know when you did those like celebrity prank interviews, you'd have to get your nervous poop out before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Multiple.
No, yeah. That's true.
Yeah. It goes out the other way. That's crazy. But never during. It's always before.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's good. That's not that bad.
Yeah. No, I've never. I have never shit myself.
Are you ever scared that you kind of smell like it though? Like it's lingering if you
do it before?
No,
because I wipe.
Sorry.
Because I wipe, Aaron. Maybe you should give it a shot.
But like I don't
we
know
can
how
all
long
smell you
I don't
from
know
here.
How long you're in the room for. Like it might, you know.
Yeah, permeating his pores.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah, the celebrity's like, yeah, the interview went great, but he smelled like shit. Yeah.
Okay, next story. Kind of related to what Ian was saying. I had a crush on this guy freshman year of college. We had been talking and flirting for a few months at this point. We met on a college Discord and immediately hit it off. No moves were ever really made, and I started to get annoyed because I made it pretty clear I liked him, and he was still being really vague about it. I guess word got around to him in our friend group that I felt like that because the day after I told my friends, he was incredibly flirty and ended up spending the night in my dorm.
Whoa.
None of that hanky-panky happened, but he said that we should cuddle to save space on the bed, which I thought was cute. However, I guess I had eaten something that upset my stomach because as we were in spooning position, I ripped ass, in parentheses, farted, on his crotch a criminal amount of times. Most were pretty silent, but did have a slight stench. And with how close we were huddled, there's absolutely no chance he didn't feel it. The morning afterwards, he sat me down to tell me he wasn't ready for a relationship. I believe my flatulence had given him the ick, but turns out that guy's a massive jerk anyway. So in the end, my ass saved the day.
Wow. Your ass saved the day, as it should.
That's true. If they can't be with you when you're farting on them all night, they don't deserve you.
Can I ask like a weird question? And like, if you're uncomfortable to answer it, like we can move on. But like if you're spooning in your big spoon and do you feel farts?
I was going to ask the same thing.
Yeah. I don't know if I've ever felt it.
It would have to be a big one.
I've never felt it. And if
through clothing,
like, don't you ever feel like an impact?
Impact? We got deep impact.
Are we talking like clothed? No, I don't think so. I don't think I've ever felt.
Also,
that.
This story is implying that like your pants go like when it happens.
Like, and if they're big spoon, if they're wearing normal pants, I mean, I guess if it's pajamas, it's different. But like if it's like jeans, like that's thick denim right there in the crotchular region.
Right.
So they spooned all night.
That is
and
crazy.
Did nothing, and then he was like,
"Well, it's their first time hanging out."
You know,
like that.
I bet what it. My guess would be, especially if she's like, "Oh, he was a dick too." Is that maybe it wasn't the fart and it was just like, oh, she didn't put out.
But he suggested.
You didn't make any moves. It said.
Yeah. He suggested having safe cuddle time.
Right, but do you think he was, you know?
Maybe. I think if anything.
Hoping to engage, and instead she was like.
The fear of a stench.
Yeah.
Would destroy me. Like, I, knowing that, it destroys me. That, like, yeah. Someone can, because if she could smell it, and right. He's big spooning her.
Oh, he's definitely smelling it.
It is bold. I don't know why she didn't just, like, get up, go to the bathroom.
Or, right. Like, be like,
rip for a while.
Turn around, baby, let me be big spoon.
You just pull an Ian and go to the corner and let it out all in the corner.
Right, that's what she could have done. Yeah. That's what she could have done.
You do that when you're on dates?
I do it.
He gets up, goes to the corner, pulls each cheek with his hands.
You don't want any sound. You just want just pure airflow.
They're like, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing.
You're yelling over the audio.
Yeah. Hey guys, what about this video idea? I think this video idea would be really great.
You're telling your dates about video ideas?
No, I'm saying it at work.
Oh. Yeah. Both. He's pitching video ideas.
Okay,
on the date, I'm like, so what kind of, are you watching Netflix? What Netflix show are you watching?
Bro, that's crazy. Also, is that the first time you've read the word flatulence?
Yes.
Wow.
I don't know a lot of words.
Welcome to adulthood. I feel like you need
minimalist,
to know that.
Guys.
This is what happens when you read more than Twilight.
I didn't even read Twilight.
They said flatulence at least 6 times in Twilight. Yeah. And then Edward ripped ass. The flatulence was so bad it cleared the room.
Yeah. It's not the only. Yeah. Her menstruation wasn't the only thing he could smell.
It was a flatulence.
Good one.
What do you think?
Good one.
What do you think Colin's breath smelled like?
Blood. Iron.
Iron, yeah, pennies.
Fuck, that's scary. Have you heard the creepy story about the Santa whose breath smelled like pennies?
What?
No.
It's like a creepypasta.
Oh, because he eats children.
Children smell like pennies?
Blood. Their blood.
Blood.
Oh, pennies. Got it.
Blood.
Copper. Got it. Anyway. Next story. I started vaping so I could hang out with him in the smoke shack during work breaks, but I was using non-nicotine vapes. He let me borrow his, though, which had nicotine in it, and I couldn't stop coughing.
Oh, boy.
I mean, there's much worse things that could happen from, like, too much nicotine, so coughing.
Yeah. Have you guys ever, like, done something, though, that your crush liked and acted like you do it, too, to impress them?
Oh.
Probably. I'm trying to think.
Well, for you, if you would have continued with that girl,
I'd be like, yeah, I love having kids and guns.
I love shooting guns.
I love having 8 kids and photo shoots with guns.
I dated this guy who had this truck, and he would blast his music. And I think sometimes people can have, like, car stereo blindness, where they don't realize that it's actually not good sound. It's actually just rattling plastic.
Yeah.
And, like, so we'd be in his car, and I'd be like, and I would be like, oh,
be like,
so
I
nice.
Love it.
So good.
Bass.
I love the bass woofer.
Bass woofer.
That's not that bad.
Is that what it's called? Subwoofer. Oops. Subwoofer.
I don't think I was like. No, I think I put up with stuff that I didn't like.
Right.
It wasn't like I.
Fair.
Did you ever call the curio shop guy a subwoofer?
No, I don't think my brain could have came up with that at the time. I don't even really get it right now, if I'm being honest.
Because he's a subwoofer.
Is he a sub though?
I don't know. I'm just.
No, he was dom. For sure.
I'm just
dom.
Making
dom
this.
I was a dom woofer.
I'm just trying to do a callback, guys. Okay.
That was so good.
That was really good. Thank you.
What about you? Baking like you like stuff?
I feel like I did, but I can't remember now.
Mm. Like, we've done it so many times at this point, you know?
What?
That's what I'm saying. I'm like
oh, right. Like, it's just so natural. I don't even know.
I don't think I really change for the people that I have a crush on.
Oh, my God.
Probably to a certain detriment, I guess. But
not like changing who you are as a person, but like when they're like, hey, do you want to go do archery with me? And it's like, say I didn't like archery. I'd be like,
right.
Sure. Like, you know?
Yeah.
And then you do it and you'd be like, I feel a little awkward, but. Right.
But I think like doing something like that is like, I don't know. It's also a trying new thing.
Right.
But like
agreeing
that you like something that you don't like. I think that's more what we're.
I think I like this little.
Yeah, they don't know that, I don't think.
Mm-mm. I'll
just say. I think I looked a
little. Is that Cher?
I think I love you.
You're not even saying the right words. You're not even close to the right words.
I think I like this love.
Love?
I think love
I like this little life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think I like this little life.
Oh, is that Imagine Dragons?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I think it might be One Direction.
No.
Oh, I think I like this little life.
Did you guys know that Zane is gaming now?
Zaming?
We could get him on Smosh Games.
Is he like a Twitch streamer now?
I don't know where he was gaming, but it was online. And it was like a big tournament, and people were freaking out.
Tournament?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, but
he
was masked, and then he revealed himself, and it was a huge deal. This was yesterday.
Yes. Whoa.
Was it COD? Was it playing COD?
What kind of game was it? Was it a pew-pew game?
Because sometimes they just pay celebrities to like show up to these things, and they're not actual gamers.
Emma Chamberlain clip? Oh, no, that was Angela. Whoa.
Whoa.
Wow.
It was a Yu-Gi-Oh! Uh-huh. It was a Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duel.
Wow. That's incredible. That sounds
more like it.
And is that the supervillain mask?
Wait, that's Wait,
we could get him on Smosh Games.
Hold on, that's Zane.
Yes.
I haven't seen Zane in
like years.
Well,
he probably had a little bit of hat hair, you know?
He looks like a FaZe Clan member.
No, he's so hot.
Oh, he's hot and he grows his own hot sauce.
Nah.
He grows his own hot sauce.
Nah. I'm not feeling it.
He grows his own hot sauce?
He grows it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They make, but like there's steps in between.
That's pretty sick, dude.
No, it just grows.
So you think Zane looks good now?
Is a glass bottle.
Zane has never not looked good.
Yeah, he's always been gorgeous.
Yeah.
Not Ian's type.
Not my type.
What's your type?
Niall.
Alana Mayer.
That's my type.
I know. Crazy.
Alana Mar.
You guys could like help each other somehow. I don't know.
Do you think she'd like both of us?
Should we wingman each other?
I think she's very straight.
I think she should come as a package and she'll be more into it.
She's incredible. I love watching her sport.
We got to get her in Smosh.
She almost came on.
She's been wanting to come on.
And then she had to train for the Olympics.
Yeah. Stupid Olympics.
So we lost
her to
something
better. She's incredible. Oh, she's so amazing.
Yeah.
We can get her. We can get her and Zane and making game.
I love seeing her push somebody.
Yeah, she looks really cool pushing people.
Oh, it's so cool. Like, I
really
never
cool
geeked over an athlete like
pushing
that.
Pushing people and running with a ball. And I'm like,
what sport
that's
does
hot
she do? What sport?
It's rugby.
Oh, that makes sense.
And it was a big deal because the U.S. placing, they got bronze in rugby, and that's huge. It's like not an American sport. And like, it's one of the furthest from American sports, I'd say.
Whoa.
Yeah.
One of them. And like, I was into rugby before, but it was like when they grab the little shorts. And then they push the guy
up. Give him a wedgie.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Holding the mic.
They do this in rugby?
So one guy will stand behind the other guy, kind of crouch low. And the guys are wearing shorts, right? They'll put the thumbs under the shorts and grab the top. And then when the ball's coming, the guy will jump and he'll push and then he'll catch the ball or hit the ball.
Oh, it's like actually for the game, not
it's
just for
fun. It's a part of the game.
Yeah.
Well, it's for fun.
Just doing it on the sidelines.
It's for fun for me. But it was like, yeah, I was like, dang, this is pretty fun to watch. And then...
Yeah.
Then I saw Alana Mar and a lot of other really tank killer rugby players.
Are the women also doing the short grab technique?
I don't think they need to. We just can fly.
Do you remember when we caught a little bit of Australian football on TV when we were in Australia?
Yes.
Dude, those dudes' legs were crazy.
Dang. Yeah.
They had those little tiny shorts and big ass friggin' legs.
That's insane.
Crazy.
Damn.
You're like, I want to have six with you.
I want to have six with you.
I want to have six with you.
Please. Okay.
Just leg goals.
Okay, now we have a story about eye contact.
Oh, boy.
This one goes out to Ian.
All right, let's go.
When I was in preschool, I loved Junie B. Jones books. In one of the books, Junie B. Jones fluttered her eyelashes at a boy she liked.
I remember that one.
I didn't know what she meant, so I asked my mom. She said it was when you blinked at someone. Wait. She said it was when you blinked at someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Because you're going,
sorry, reading. It's new. So me, being a dumb five-year-old, decided to try it out on a boy I had a crush on. The next day at preschool, I would just stare at him all day and blink rapidly without breaking eye contact. I would just constantly stare and blink for so long stretches of time that my teacher thought something was medically wrong with me and kept asking if I was okay.
That can look like a symptom of going into a seizure, actually.
Yeah.
Well, because also, like, I doubt, like, because these are books, right? So you're not seeing her fluttering her eyes and what that, because usually it's like
yeah,
and she was probably going
she's probably like this like
yeah
there's no way to know from the book how long you flutter
yeah right. yeah so she's just constantly blinking her eyes at the guy.
Yeah, that looks like, yeah, if you were looking like that in the class, I would be like, do you need to go home?
Yeah, I would,
You probably, like, you probably just, like, look dizzy, like you're about to pass out.
Yeah.
Maybe you just need to blink more when you're looking. Maybe that'll, like, catch their attention, you know? No, he doesn't.
True. If you're blinking and looking at someone, Ian, then there's less eye contact going on.
Ew!
Sorry,
did you gleek?
That was fucked up.
There's like a whole stream of gleek on your
face. It went all over your arm.
It went on my arm. Yeah. No, what was that? On his leg.
I literally saw it.
I don't know.
All over the bench on his leg.
A part of my...
Are you okay?
Did you blink too many times and set off something? That was...
No, like when I yawned, a part of my like throat did not return to where it was supposed to be.
So cramped up a little bit?
Yeah. Have you ever had that happen?
Yes, it's happened to me before.
Dude, like... That was weird. There was like a part...
Are you okay?
Did you gleek as well? What's going on?
I was trying not to spit out my water.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I gleeked, but it was concerning because, and it goes this way. It's supposed to go back, but it just stayed here. And I was like, oh God.
You had the mic forever? Up in there.
Wait, you were thinking, is this forever with the fraction of a second that it happened?
It was like 3 seconds.
It was really long. I was concerned. I was like, is something happening right now?
Do you need to see the doctor?
Do you need water?
Medic on set?
You need a Wawa?
No. Yeah, I take some Wawa.
Yeah, Ian got fatally injured warm in while here. Shooting lunchtime
yeah,
with Samaj.
I want a Wawa.
You want me to waterfall this?
No.
There's some water
actually
in the
really bottom. Bad. Here's the thing. That is not water. I actually think I am really bad at drinking water like that. Like
what?
From, like this.
What?
Because you
how
straw?
Else do you do
spill
it?
On myself with a straw.
Oh.
Or a sippy top.
No, you're not.
Sippy cup.
Like the smart waters that have the sippy
top.
Oh,
got it.
I know what you mean. This neck is small enough that I can like cover, you know what I mean? Like it won't splash on me because
that sentence out of context was that. I thought that was funny. This neck is so small that.
This neck is so small that I can create a seal and not let it splash me. With Nalgene's, yeah. Game over.
Really bad. Just any like cup, yeah. Any cup, I always spill on myself.
Do you put your whole mouth over the whole thing?
No, I think that's so funny.
Seems like really you would.
A seal on the top part, but I could.
No.
You're gonna choke. Okay, I don't want to read these anymore. So I want to hear about your guys. I want to hear your guys' embarrassing crush stories.
Okay,
you gotta have some. Dig deep.
More.
I guys didn't do anything embarrassing. So many. Well, as. A lot of people listening know, I've had, like, I thought having a crush was, like, my job.
Same.
In middle school, where it's like, oh, guess I got to find a new crush. Same. Like, but what were you going to say?
Oh, I just remembered an embarrassing story where I was over at this girl's house. I was there with a couple, or one or two other friends, and I had a big crush on this girl, and her mom was like, are you wiping off the glee?
No, there was some of the Andes mint on my pants, but it was chocolate, so I didn't want to smear it. So I was trying to flick it off.
Oh, it takes
of my
a very
pants.
Special
that looks
technique.
Great for the camera, probably.
Yeah. Incredible. I'm sorry.
Oh no, it's okay. So her mom offered to make dinner, and I was like, okay. And
for you guys?
Yeah, and it was sweet.
That's so cute. Aww.
So we all sat down to eat, and I didn't know anything about Asian culture or rice or anything. So I started eating the rice with the rice serving scooper.
Oh.
And it was like this big ass flat
it's
thing.
A big
I was,
guy,
like,
yeah.
I was like, okay. Aww. And I was so embarrassed because they were all like, they were horrified at the act. And they're like, let me get you a spoon.
Because
they thought
wow.
that I just loved it to eat rice that
yeah,
way.
Yeah, that is a little embarrassing.
And then I had to like play it off. I was like, yeah, that was on purpose. I just liked that.
Wait,
such
what
a
age?
Prankster.
I was probably like 15.
Wow.
Well, you don't know her. I don't think you know her.
I didn't know her?
I don't think so.
Was it a secret crush?
Where's she from?
I don't know. Ryan knew her, so I like hung out with her a few times with Ryan.
Oh. He's so mad.
Yeah.
No, I'm confused.
Her name was...
We'll cut that out.
Yeah, I don't...
There's only a couple in Sacramento.
What if Ian was like,
I dated...
No, you didn't, I don't think you knew her.
I
she go to
not.
A different school?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, she did.
Oh,
Real
I'm
Linda.
Sure. Yeah.
Real Linda.
That's wild.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
We'll cut all those details. But.
Yeah.
Right, of course.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know her.
Funny. Mm-hmm. I think looking back, like, there were crushes that I had, but I don't know if I actually, like, liked them or if it was just, like, me thinking I should have a crush.
Right.
And, or this was really a sad thing where, like, I would just find out a boy liked me and I would be like, I like him too. I would be like, me too. Like, because, like...
I wanted to be liked so much, obviously, that that's how, and so then we'd go, we'd be going out. Yeah. That's what they'd be like, will you go out with me? And that was kind of like saying, you're my boyfriend, or will you be my girlfriend?
Yeah.
And then in middle school, I guess some of the boys in the grade below me, like, so I was in seventh grade and a sixth grader guy asked me out and I was like, okay. Like, cause they liked me. I had never thought of them before, but, and then, the next day, another sixth grade boy asked me out and I was like, oh, but I am already going out with this boy. And he was like, oh, but I heard that you'll just say yes to anybody.
Oh.
And I was so embarrassed. And I think that's when things changed for me.
So that was a good thing.
Whoa. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I guess it just got around that I would just say yes to people.
Yeah. You're like, oh, which I can't, like, say no.
Yeah. But it was so weird that, like, it was like before things, like, cause when you were going out in middle school, you would like hug once a day.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you had to build up to it. You'd be like, do you want to go like hug by the buses today?
Like holding hands was a spectacle to be held by everyone. And like, so like, because like you see in movies and stuff where it's like, oh, this girl bang anybody, like, but it was like the middle school version of that. And I was like, what? Yeah.
She'll say yes to anybody.
Yeah.
Yes to going on a
date.
To holding
to Carl's Jr. That skank.
Oh God.
Wow.
It's so weird to think about. I was together with this girl in seventh grade and then she cheated on me with someone. I'm like, that happens in seventh grade?
I did it.
What?
How do they even cheat at that age?
You did it?
You say yes to two people. But they both asked me out over AIM.
Oh.
So it was like, a couple days where I was going out with both of them over
you
AIM.
You cyber cheated.
I guess so.
Damn.
My little sister is in middle school, or she was just in middle school, and she informed me that now middle schoolers are poly. So they're intentionally dating multiple people.
Isn't that crazy? Like how like as time has evolved, things are trickling down to younger and younger.
Well, I wonder if that's just that school thing or if that's
I feel like it's a generational thing.
I think it's generational. But yeah. I think it's regional generational. And then like, it depends on which towns or who has more access to the internet. Because it takes is one kid.
That's
true. Like, I remember when a kid would show up to school knowing a new word and would like say it to everybody and make them all feel stupid for not knowing what it was. Like this one kid learned what prude was. He started calling all these girls prude. And we're like, what is that? And then we all learn. We're like, okay, like so stupid.
Like, do you think it's good that kids are being poly in seventh grade?
I mean, but that is, you're not doing anything at that age, though. So, like, why not explore all your options?
I mean, there's some kids that are doing.
There are some kids. Yeah. There are some.
No, that was an important thing to note was, like, I think forever ago at Defy when they were trying to market to, like, really young kids. And, like, they were like, yeah, like, guys, kick off your shoes. Like, it's summer, like trying to do really young advertising. And then someone we worked with went to the marketing team and was like, hey, like, who are we advertising to? And they're like 14-year-olds. And then she was like, there are 14-year-olds having sex. You know that? It's like, it's crazy that
is weird.
Like we are maturing. I think it's good that kids are learning about themselves, but I don't know if that's what's happening in every scenario.
Right.
But yeah, because it's like, back then I was learning what the word prude was and like what a blowjob was. I think there was a few years where I thought a blowjob was.
I definitely thought there was blowing of the mouth going.
Yeah,
it's like, why is it in the word?
Like, why does
I
it feel
think
good?
Like middle school and like high school relationships are dramatic as they are.
Mm-hmm.
So like to throw in like polyamory into it, that's like that. I can only imagine that is so. So dramatic.
It's got to be so messy. Like,
you want to know who would have loved the idea of being poly? Johnny.
Johnny, definitely.
Johnny would have been I'm poly, like just because he wanted to date multiple girls.
But he would probably tell them only after the other girl found out he was dating.
Exactly.
He's like, but I'm poly. Yep. It's okay.
Yeah. And I wouldn't be surprised if he was poly now.
Like, oh, yeah. Who knows? Sure.
But back then, I'm like, I don't know, guys.
Yeah.
Also, like that stuff is... it's very adult, those kinds of things. Yeah. Like,
well, because you have to be so good at communication.
Yeah. And like most high schoolers aren't going.
Unless they're learning communication because of it. Like it's hard to say.
But I also think they get the single sentence version of the definition of it.
Yeah.
And so they take that and run with it. They don't fully understand.
Right. Like, they're just using it to talk to multiple people at once.
Yeah.
It's okay. We're poly.
Which is like, fine. Like it's not, I think a lot of adults entry into polyamory is also fraught with with danger and fucking up. So like,
yeah,
I don't think it's any different, really.
True. Now they're just starting young.
Yeah. Phew.
And they know how to handle jealousy younger. I don't know.
Maybe they will.
Maybe. Who knows?
Wow.
But I love that for them. I wish them the best of luck.
It is very silly. My sister, because like she was talking about her friend dating two guys, and I was like, are you okay with that? And she was like, it's 2024. They're poly. And I was like, got it.
Wow. Dude,
how old did you feel?
I was like, wow.
I guess I just didn't expect that. Because I feel like teenagers can't handle that because they haven't learned, like their frontal lobes are so far from being developed.
Yes. And like, she was like 12 when she said this. I was like...
Yeah, she's on the internet.
100%. They all are, 100%.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy.
Love that.
Damn.
I'm just trying to imagine dating multiple people in high school.
Dude, I would be like,
get one.
I would be so stoked as like a high, but like, it's not like I even had one girlfriend, so what do I know?
It's wild. Yeah, I just like, because in my generation, like in my middle schools in the town I was in, like it was scandalous to know someone was queer. Like I guess we're progressing.
Well, that's,
we've come a long way.
That's the new thing because now it's just like, oh yeah, the kid's gay. Who cares?
Yeah.
Like, you know, so.
I love that. He's gay. Who cares?
So you guys don't have any more embarrassing crushes?
I'm sure I have a million. I just need a second.
I feel like I get crushes on people until I learn more about them. And then I'm like,
I have the biggest crush I ever had in high school. I was so in love with this kid. Mm-hmm. I think he's married now and I'm married now, so it's okay to talk about this. Like, I remember being so in love with this kid. I pole vaulted with him and I was like, I think it's something I still look back on. I'm like, wow, those were like really powerful feelings where like, I remember I had a crush on him. He's on the track team. And then I found out there was like a special after school program for pole vaulters and I was supposed to get a ride with him to it. And I literally could, like, it's such a strange feeling. It's like I talked about being able to sit next to my crush in fourth grade where I was like, I could not. It's amazing that my body didn't just like explode with how much like feelings of like anxiety and nervousness I had. But this kid, I was just like, he's funny and he's jacked.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, because that was high school, so I stopped calling boys cute and started calling them hot.
Right.
Nice. You know? That's an important distinction.
I do remember the first guy that made me realize, like, wow, he's not cute. He's hot.
Oh my God. Who was he? What'd he do?
He got a DUI.
That's so real.
He was not getting a DUI.
Wait, and that's when you decided they were hot?
No. Oh. I was in my emo girl phase. Got and it. he was an athlete. I was an emo girl. I was also a freshman and he was a junior or something. So definitely didn't need to be teetering in that zone. But like, he was such textbook douche where I think he would make his voice deeper on purpose. Mm. And he'd make sex jokes for his friends. And it's like an art class that we were in.
Right.
He'd be like, oh,
you want to see my dick?
Check this out.
Right.
And it's so funny. Oh. And he's like,
and you're like, this is so hot.
I'm like listening to Kid Cudi and like drawing the album cover. Like, oh. Yeah. Yeah. Those were physical feelings for
sure.
I had a weird crush when I was, this was probably, I don't know, maybe 8 years ago or something like that. When I was single, I had this barista that I had a crush on and I would see her like almost every day.
Right.
And like, we would always strike up conversation. I had a little, crush on her. She was very attractive. And then she like invited me to her birthday party or something. So like I went and like hung out with her there. She had a boyfriend though.
Oh.
Whoa.
And so I was like, oh, this is cool. Like we're just like friends or whatever. But then I remember like there was another time that we hung out and we went to like a bar and we went there and then we went to like another bar and then her boyfriend like showed up and he was like pissed.
Whoa. Wait, you have told me this.
You were the other woman.
I was the other woman, yeah.
Wow.
We didn't do anything.
No, but that's so wild. So it sounds like she was like testing the waters of if she was not wanting to be in her relationship or not. Or just straight up willing to
cheat. I don't know. I don't even know if she was interested in me in that way.
Oh, she just wanted to be a friend?
Yeah.
Because I think I'm a very friendly person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where I think people are very down to be my friend. And
how old were you?
I mean, I think this is probably like 6 to 8 years ago. It was after Pam.
Oh, okay. So in your 20s? Or wait.
Oh, yeah. 20 well,
to 30. Like freshly 30. Yeah.
Yeah. Something like that. But yeah, it was funny. Whoa. Yeah, she was like covered in tats.
This is crazy. Like, I never knew this lore.
Really?
I didn't know this
Did
lore
he get
either.
In your face?
What?
Did the guy yeah, get in your face?
No, no. They got in an argument outside the bar.
And then you just left? Yikes.
I don't know what happened, but shit. I walked outside and they were like very clearly like not cool. And I was like, all right, well, I'm going to go home.
You could have swooped in, like consoled her.
No way. No way. And did you ever follow up? She was out of my league. Well, we were just very different people also. So
nothing happened after that? Like you guys didn't talk or anything?
We continued to talk here and there.
Did you ask her what happened?
You didn't confront
that situation. I don't know. We weren't that aloof. We weren't that close, and I think keeping her at arm's length is what like kept the sort of crush alive. But I feel like the more that I learned about her, the more I was like, the more I'd be like,
because a crush is just a lack of.
This is a nicer feeling for me to just like be like, oh, you're cute, and I have a crush. Right, on you.
So true.
I'd say a crush is like extreme intrigue.
I never thought about that. Yeah, crush is before you get to know someone.
Yeah,
like that's what distinguishes crush versus
you romanticize them. You make them the person you want them to be, and then you get to know them,
You get to know them, you can either be like, oh, this is real feelings for you,
or you're like, our lives could never.
Right. Yeah, there wasn't. I didn't feel that there was like necessarily. A chemistry there.
Right.
Wow. Fair. You want to know something funny about that jock?
Yeah.
What's up?
Hooked up with him a year later.
Wow.
Nice.
Dude, let's freaking go.
Nars.
Freaking go, my doggy.
Nars.
That was a bad handshake. I'm sorry.
Good enough. Like, good enough for me. What about the other guy, the athlete, though? Did that end after that moment?
So we hooked up once. It was a crazy story. Like, I don't think we have
was
time.
It years and years and years later.
So this was this is a crazy story. So freshman year was the first time I ever saw him. And I was like, oh my God, what are these feelings? I'm a woman. And then I was in an emo phase. And I was tragically emo, like poor religious emo, where like I'm in a Mormon family. I can't dye my hair and I can't afford emo clothes.
What was your favorite band?
Right. You've seen the pictures. I did listen to All Time Low.
Are you trying to see if she's telling the truth?
No,
or like name three bands.
I was trying to see if she listened like a Christian band.
No,
like
I loved Elliot Smith. Mm. I was like, but I also loved like Kid Cudi and stuff.
Yeah.
But so then a year goes by, my hair had grown out, and the girls who used to bully me in middle school were like, she's cool now, like she can sit with us. And so I started like being in that group. And one night there was some Halloween parties or something, and we weren't invited. This group was not invited because there was like friend drama. And then my dad was a firefighter and they worked 24-hour shifts. And so he wasn't going to be home that night. And so I was like, well, why don't we just go to my house? And they're like, really? Okay. And then they invited, turns out without telling me, they invited all the seniors. And I was like, whoa, because I was sophomore at the time. And then he was there. And I literally remember losing my mind. And then we kissed a little and it was like, whoa, it was crazy. I could not believe. And then I think we had hooked up again at some point and like a week later kissed again.
Aww.
And I was like, I was in that phase where like, you think you're going to see him everywhere you go. Right. I wanted to like see him so much. Where I was like, oh my God, where is he? Where is he? And he had a girlfriend. And she wasn't at her high school, so I don't know if
you were the other one.
I might have been. I just now realized that because he had like a profile picture on Facebook with her.
Whoa!
I don't know.
This is why you gotta do your research.
Yes. Oh my God.
And then he was like, "I told you I was Polly."
Yeah. That was a crazy time. I was like, "Wow, I made it."
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Damn.
That was a come up story.
I'm trying to think if I ever kissed a crush and then like dipped after that. Did you ever kiss a crush and
dip? They usually dip.
Oh.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm talking about for you.
I know. Shut the fuck up.
I think the illusion was broken eventually though, because we did track. So I'd see him all the time and I think I did eventually get the ick.
Yeah, that's good.
But I'd catch him looking at me sometimes.
Good times, right? Because he didn't post good times, right?
What does that mean?
On track. Or was he the, are you talking about the
No. This is all the different guy. So this is football track guy.
Right.
Yeah, different,
right,
different.
And sport. I was saying you lost interest because he didn't post good times on like the 400 right. meter or whatever.
Fair.
Oh, he didn't PR.
Yeah, he didn't. Yeah.
Now
cross
I get it.
Cross coming out, Ian.
No.
Sorry.
Can I tell you the most embarrassing thing I've ever done that I still think about to this
day? Oh my God. Yes, please.
It'll be quick. Because unlike you, I was crazy growing up. I was like very forward.
I was crazy, so, but you're probably, we're just different kinds.
No, I was like doing too much.
Oh, right. No, I've heard the Harry Styles One Direction episode.
I proposed to my first crush. Moving on.
Okay. Let's go.
This is in sixth grade. We were like at one of those like wilderness retreats that you like stay overnight for.
Outdoor ed?
It was called Atwood.
Okay.
And so my crush happened to sit at my table, like my dinner table. And we were like sitting next to each other like this. And so I was like, okay, like I'm going to make a move. And for some reason, I thought the best move would be if I took my foot and like rubbed it up and down his shin.
Nice.
It could work.
That's footsie-ish.
And so that could work. I do that and he's sitting there and he looks, I will never forget this man's face.
He looks up
and he's like,
oh no.
And I was like, I'm like so sorry, I did not mean to do that. And it was like traumatizing and he never spoke to me again. And we were like kind of friends up until that point and we've never spoken.
Yeah, that's traumatizing.
Yeah, but it's fine because he ended up selling a bunch of he went into a business in high school where he would sell people's nudes and so he got arrested.
Whoa, bullet dodged.
So yeah, dodged a bullet.
Holy got arrested crap. For it.
He well because they were minors.
Yeah,
it was in high school. Wow. So.
But justice is usually not served.
Yeah, right, so. It is when you mess with me.
Crazy.
It is when you hurt my feelings.
They were minors, and he was an adult, or
he was also a minor. Yeah. Still illegal.
Well, yeah, of course.
Right,
still illegal.
So that's my most embarrassing
story. No, I had when I was in middle school, I had a flip phone. I've told this again on the people. Some people listening know someone had sent me a dick pic. It was asked for.
Consensual.
And
okay.
I drew it in my diary.
No,
you learned. You learned the contours that well.
No, it wasn't shaded. It was like Captain Underpants quality.
No.
So it's still fucking in there. I still have the diary.
Oh, that's so good.
I think some people on the cast have seen it.
Oh no.
Yeah.
But did you, speaking of like
I think
eras,
we should also clarify, you don't want any more.
No more. No. If I ask for one, then maybe.
There you go.
I think it's so funny.
I just want to clarify.
I think it would be funny if you asked them for a dick pic and then they sent you a drawing of their own dick.
Oh my God.
I'd be like, that's pretty funny. Like,
you're good. I was going to ask though, speaking of like eras of school, like did you guys, and probably you not, but did you ever experience, Aaron, like pyramid scheme students? Like
what?
I senior year had a kid trying to sell me Verve.
What?
Like
what
the
is
energy
that?
Drink. It was like a nutritious energy drink that tasted like shit. Like multi-level marketing schemes
that
started taking place. So
that's
like
crazy.
Kids in my grade would try and like this one kid was like, no, like I'll sell you a bunch and then you can sell them too. And they're really good. You'll like them. And I was like, this sounds like a pyramid scheme. And he's like, no, it's not. Let's video chat so I can talk to you about it. Like he literally was trying so hard.
He's an entrepreneur.
That's crazy. I don't know where he's at now. But.
No, somebody did try it. Somebody did reach back out to me after high school, after Smosh had like started to get popular. And they reached out to me and they're like, I need to talk to you about something. And I was like, oh, I haven't talked to this person in a while. What's up? And so they like wanted to meet me somewhere. I was like, okay. And so I met them for coffee and they were like, so like I've gotten into this business and blah, blah, blah. It was a fucking MLM.
Wow.
And I was like, are you kidding me?
So funny, dude. I've seen memes about that online where it's like a girl that was cyberbullying you and then like the messages years later,
yeah.
Hey bestie, yep. I'm a part of this company where we did it.
Yeah.
They just go through their phone and every single person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sad. Do you guys still have like all the contacts that you've ever like accrued over your life?
Yeah.
Probably on.
No.
I do too. I have every single contact that I've ever had in my like
on your phones
ever. They're all in there. I'm like, but it's so fucking many.
I only have like 12. I deleted almost everyone from my phone. It feels so good.
So what if people reach out to you and then you're like, who is this?
Then they weren't important to me anyway.
Whoa.
Or I'll learn from context. I'm like,
so do you think you're important enough for his 12 contacts,
Aaron? I didn't even save his number, so.
I never saved your number either.
Oh my God.
I was like, I don't need to, because it was just in a group chat.
Yeah, I remember I group chatted the two of you, or there's a group, and then you were like, who's that number? I was like, don't worry about it.
Yeah, you wouldn't tell me, so I'm like, I'm just going to assume it's Anthony.
Because Anthony was like, I don't want people to know my phone number.
Yeah.
So I was like, you're like, who's this number? I was like, don't worry about it.
I was like, fine, I'm not saving it.
That's insane. Well, I guess it's easier now because you can like scroll up and like get context of who you're talking to if you, but or just save the phone number. I don't know. Right. I like it organized. Have a picture, names.
Mine's so messed up because I had an Android phone back in the day. So when I imported all my contacts, it got so messed up. So I have the shittiest contact list. It's so bad.
Damn.
Yeah, my contacts for a while were all taken from people's Facebook in like 2008. So it was all like this blurry, shitty picture.
Yeah, it's all garbage.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, we're nearing the end of this episode. So it's time for some fan questions. You want to do your little jingle?
Funny YouTube questions. Oh, man, that felt so good.
Oh, good.
That was liberating.
I think that was our best one yet.
That was our best one. Aww. Let's go.
Nice.
Proud of you guys. All right, at PickleGirl420 asks, tell us the craziest dream you've had in recent memory.
Whoa.
Craziest dream?
I had a dream last night. It was so crazy. I think it was like a party slash wedding. Night? Yeah, and Amanda was in it. And so it was like a wedding. We were all supposed to dress like really, really fancy, but I didn't bring anything. So I went into the room where all the women who were invited to the wedding were getting ready, and there was crazy, like insane clothing, like Met Gala trunks of clothes, all crazy. And Amanda was there and she kept changing her outfits and they kept being better and better. And I was like, damn it, like none of these clothes are able to fit me and I can't find something as good. And then I remember there was lots of like really big desserts and it looked like, you know, the texture of a strawberry.
Yes.
There was an entire pastry that was glazed, but it was the strawberry look.
That's pretty sick.
And I tried to shove one in Amanda's mouth, but she already had one in her mouth. And she was like, oh, and pulled that one out of her mouth and shoved this one. Haven't told Amanda about this yet. And it was crazy. And we were crazy outfits. And yeah.
What do you think that means?
Oh, there's a
meeting. I don't know. And I remember in the dream multiple times, I slept with my retainers last night. And I, in my dream, was taking the retainers out to eat. But then I would, like, somewhat get a little more conscious and feel that my retainers were in. And be like, damn it, I can't eat these pastries because my retainers are in.
So many layers to this dream.
Processing yes, trauma.
Sorry. I just want to say, this is nothing against you. And that
I know exactly what you're going to say.
There's nothing against you. But I just remembered how hearing other people's dreams is literally the least interesting thing to me.
Ian,
fuck you.
There is
nothing, so mean.
And this has nothing to do with you. But there's nothing that I want to hear less
so true
than someone's dream.
This is your biggest ick, I think.
It's literally just like spewing out words that make no sense. And I'm supposed to find that interesting.
You literally spent like 10 minutes in the last episode telling everyone how to tie their shoes.
Yeah, bro.
That is valuable life information. What am I supposed to do?
How old are our listeners?
People like lore.
But what am I supposed to do?
People like lore. That included Amanda. That was basically, she just told us a sketch.
Amanda with like a pastry that was full of strawberries.
Someone out there is really going to like that.
I'm just going to say, Shane likes hearing my dreams. Because my dreams are
long. And I love that for you guys.
My dreams are long. He will tell you that like, it'll be like 15 minutes before my time telling my dream because my dreams are so long.
And that's why you guys are made for each other.
Okay. Or maybe he's just a good listener and consider it.
I love
it's a deep part of my brain. I was vulnerable just now.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. And that's why I said it's nothing against you. And thank you for being vulnerable.
I enjoy hearing dreams because it's like a deep subconscious look at someone, and it kind of helps you understand what they're processing psychologically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's
it's inner
child vibes almost.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fine, I have a question specifically for Ian, and I hope this is a really
interesting... You're not going to ask me what my dream was?
I think he doesn't care because he barely cares about real reality information
also,
from me.
What?
New lore just dropped. That's the new lore.
No, it's like, I can imagine you not caring about dreams because they're not real. And you're like, I don't need this information. It's just
it's not real, but it's also like, it doesn't make any sense.
And you just don't have dreams.
And I'm also just like not a person that believes that dreams have any specific meaning.
Do you dream? Okay.
They do have psychological meaning because where would the dreams come from in the first place?
Your subconscious.
I don't know. It's your brain just getting rid of detritus.
No, it's your brain trying to process shit that you haven't processed.
I agree.
Mm. Okay, I don't know.
We have a question for Ian, and it should be.
So you're not
going to
ask me what my latest dream
was. No, I have a better
question,
and it should be really interesting.
I don't want to hear your dream.
What's Ian's current favorite obsession that he goes around the office showing everyone, even if it's incredibly niche? This better be so good.
I think it's
I think the rest of us need to answer that because...
Yeah, because I think it's just showing videos.
He's shown us.
He actually hasn't had any interest lately.
You painted your car when you were at my place couple weeks ago. So
you have to really pry that shit out of him, though. Like, I had to be like, hey, your car, right? And you're like, oh, yeah. I'm like, good. He goes, yeah. I'm like, is it fixed? Yeah, it's fixed. Like,
what are you looking
at? Oh, shit. He's pulling up a video. I guarantee it. He's going to pull up a video.
Do you ever have to, like, check, like, shield your phone just in case, like, porn pops up?
No. What are you doing? What were you How doing long before this?
Well, I just don't use my
It's the middle of the day.
I don't use my phone browser very much, so I just don't know sometimes.
His phone browser is 90% porn.
It's not. Okay. All right.
We didn't pick up any of that.
Let's see. I'm just trying to look like what I was looking at.
Oh, he's scrolling through his history. That's why.
I was just trying to see like what I was searching recently.
Red flag.
Wow.
I'm trying to think what I've been obsessed with. No current obsession, really.
Are you okay? Should we psychoanalyze that?
No, I'm not okay.
Do we need to give you something to
do? Does nothing interest you anymore?
Legos?
Legos.
You want to do Legos, bud?
No.
I'm trying to think what you've been into recently.
Making chili?
Yeah.
Beans?
I haven't made those beans yet. I haven't made those Rancho Gordo beans, but that was I did read a New Yorker article on the Rancho Gordo guy. And it was very
maker.
It was very, okay.
This is way more interesting than a dream, by the way.
Okay, so here's
it's
gotta be quick. So it's gotta be quick cuz we're over time.
There was a thing about that called the Mesoamerican Exchange. So it was back in the days when white folk came over to, you know, South America, Mexico kind of region, Latin America. And there was an exchange of produce, right?
Right.
So in Latin America, South America.
Any strawberries?
No strawberries. Mm. But this is what happened. Europe got potatoes, they got tomatoes, they got beans, they got all sorts of stuff that Europe never had before.
Wow.
So you think like Italy, you think, oh, tomatoes, pizza, all that stuff. They didn't have that shit until Mesoamerica.
Right.
Do you know what they got?
Racism.
Smallpox.
Do you know what they got? Turnips.
And, oh, no.
And barley.
That's awful.
Barley's using a
What
lot
a of shit exchange.
Yeah.
I think my dream was cooler than what you just
Yeah,
said.
I think I would have rather heard about the dream, better.
To be quite honest.
You don't think about like the fact that like all of like Eastern Europe like survives on like potato is like half their diet, and that never existed before.
That's
the
true.
Exchange.
Have you seen the way that like old fruits looked before they were selectively evolved by humans?
Oh, maize
and
is
roses
another one. Yeah.
And flowers have
and watermelons
changed.
Were like little shitty little shits.
Yes.
Yeah. Shitty little shits. It's a term.
Anyway, so that was that was a cool little thing there.
Thank you. I was just busting your balls.
No, yeah.
I actually did like that story. I like most stories.
I just like I like hearing people talk about things that they care about.
Yeah,
you know?
You
know.
Yeah.
Even if it is how many people died on the Titanic, Ian.
Yeah. How many?
How many people died on the Titanic?
I don't know, but I want to say was it 3,000?
I love how you asked this. We are over time.
Yeah, we got to wrap it up.
I just love the fact that it was all white people.
It was like 9/11 sized amount of people.
Got it.
Did you know that it was all white people?
Sorry, no. Titanic. You got to use Ian's terminology.
Sorry.
White folk.
White folk. White folk.
Because we have to
It was
wrap
probably
it up.
Mostly white folk.
No, because they didn't allow people of color on the boats.
Did they allow them down in the bottom, though?
I'm not sure, but that was why. Like, there's some funny TikToks about it where it's like, haha, you idiots.
Interesting.
It's like, good karma there.
Hey, Siri, how many people died in the Titanic?
Ian.
She's not even listening to you, bro.
Hey, Siri.
Can't end on this.
Sorry. Wait. Siri, how many people died in the Titanic?
Hey, Siri.
No, she was listening.
No, she wasn't.
Hey, Siri.
Ian, we're literally getting yelled at outside.
Hey, Siri, how many people died in the Titanic?
End this podcast. They're begging us to cut.
Oh, only 1,500 people.
Only? Let's wrap it up.
That's half of a 9/11.
Okay.
Well, I rate this meal 9 dump trucks out of 12.
I rate this the meal. I rate this 3 Olive Gardens out of 4.
Gyrate this 1 ramen out of 1 ramen.
3 out of 10. It was kind of warm and gross.
3 out of 10 what?
Your cheese?
Sticks. I don't know. I didn't know that you did this.
Okay.
I'm sweating.
Well, thanks for watching.
I had a good time. Love you guys. Have a good fun.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for being here.
Courtney.
And I really liked your dream.
I liked your dream too.
Thanks, guys.
I hated your dream.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.